Just a quick bit here. Flockenora is part of the Lox Nexus Network. Listen to this and other podcasts on the network at losthemisphere.com.
In 2013, a crack podcasting unit was sent to prison by a kangaroo court for a crime they did not commit. These men promptly escaped from a Games Workshop to the internet. Today, still wanted by their wives and loved ones, they survive as soldiers of plastic. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them on Twitter, maybe you can listen to the FNA team.
Hello and welcome to Flockenore, the podcast that we apparently can't count anymore. This might be episode 28, this might be episode 29, we're really not sure.
Somebody double check our army list.
There's somewhat of a debate going on between the bear and the hobbit, you know, lay your bets here, we'll see who wins.
After I'm saying it's 28.
Who puts it up on the blog? Who gets to decide what episode that tag does?
Oh, how many episodes are we behind?
Two.
Many.
Yeah. There
many,
we go.
Many, many. We're using the troll method of counting from now. Any number above one is many.
Yeah.
Right, okay then.
Many.
Enough of that bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm your resident cat herder on the podcast. I'm Mark Updates on Twitter. With me tonight is Doc Bungle, Dave.
Hello.
And also along for the ride is Ryan, the blue heretic. Who apparently can only speak in meows today.
Hey, you're herding cats, well.
And that's it, isn't it?
No, I think we've overlooked someone. Oh, there they are, down there. And also, Kevin Bryant, 76, from Twitter. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, and if you're the cat herder, how come you were the last one to get on this, on the online tonight?
Because there's no point in being there first.
Why?
He's got a point. He does have a point.
Right.
Right.
Well, maybe on top of his head. But he does have a point.
Just put him in the sharpener at night and give him a couple of twists. Okay, on to the news then. First up, bear.
Huh? What? Oh, big dragon. Big fuck-off dragon. Huge dragon. Tiny hobbit.
Yes, as bear so elegantly put there. It is in fact Smog or Smog or Smag or fuck it, it's a big fucking dragon and it's red.
Yeah.
From the Hobbit range.
With a life-size hobbit hiding round the pillars underneath him.
Yeah, it's a highly detailed scenic base. And
yes it is.
It's £300. Well, £295 now. If you look on eBay, it's probably considerably more.
It's a limited number of production.
Well, it's claiming to be temporarily out of stock. I don't know if that's because it's pre-order and hasn't yet received its stock, or if there's enough nutters out there that are willing to spend £300 on a dragon.
It is a nice model.
Hmm? No, I did not. Okay. I don't play the Hobbit. I have absolutely no interest in these models.
And that's why Kevin's so lonely.
Fuzzy men.
Oh, jeez.
I will say it is a very nice model, but £300 is a tad steep.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, $490, that's at the point where even I'm going to say, no, I will not pay that ever. I won't pay that.
I think it is definitely the largest dragon that they currently have in production. As I mentioned earlier, I don't know if it beats their old great... What was it? Great Spine Dragon?
Something like that. Emperor Dragon, Spine
Emperor Dragon. Emperor Dragon that had wings that you had to create with tissue paper or something.
Oh,
I'm not sure if it beats that on size, but it's definitely their largest currently in production. From Games Workshop, because didn't Forge World have a large dragon at some point?
Yes, the Carmine.
Oh, that thing is a beast, yeah.
Yeah, but Forge World works on a different scale anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do small models. It's huge, huge, and fucking hell!
Though I will say, I think the Legion Archangel probably matches it on size. I would looking at this, but it's going to be close.
You'd have to see them side by side, but to do that, you'd have to know somebody that was stupid enough to pay out that sort of money for it.
So, any of our listeners that happen to have both, send us a picture that's side by side.
Yeah.
There we go.
If, you know, if you've spent that much money on a dragon, we'd like to see the proof of it, please.
Yeah. We'll put it on our on the blog.
And we'll Photoshop Kev into it.
We don't need to. He's already on the base. Anyway, moving along swiftly to the next item on news piece. Something to do with Iron Kingdoms. Kev, you're up.
Yes. For about 2 years now, they've had their latest Iron Kingdoms roleplay adventure in motion. Now they've brought out the Hordes version, which is Iron Kingdoms Unleash. This time, they, as well as just buying the book, you can also buy a complete box set, which comes with a load of about 14 figures, four of which are the pre-generated heroes, tiles, and a quest in a box just to get you and your party up and running. The four heroes they've got here all look really nice, especially the sniper rifle toting Gator Man.
That was amazing. I love that model.
When I first saw that box set, I actually thought it was like a board game almost.
No,
I thought it was just books. I didn't actually look into it at all.
Can it kind of play like a board game, Kev, or DM? And...
Well, you still need a DM to run everything behind the screen and the difficulties and keep a tab on what the bad guys are doing. But the mechanics are very similar to the normal Horde War Machine, so all the stats are the same, how you move around the table is the same. Some of the rules you can put more detail in, like if you're aiming, if you lay on the ground, if you, to steady the rifle even further, and all this kind of stuff. So having tiles or a mat that you can use a dry wiper on for terrain and all the rest of it is quite handy at times.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's more like an RPG in a box sort of thing then.
Yes, to get you going, and from where, however your group of mates take the adventure, the DMs can then develop it and go from there.
Oh,
I did pick up the Iron Kingdoms version of it a while back to run for my friends, but we haven't actually gotten around to it yet. I might pick up the Hordes one and just integrate it before I figure out what I'm going to do.
I mean, the last bunch of No Quarters have had some very good adventures or hook lines and stuff in them for budding DMs, so that's always a good place to look as well.
Cool.
Okay, next item of news is that whilst this is a little bit stale now, we haven't talked about it, so I'm going to bring it up, but Plastcraft have developed and now finally released a new range of plastic buildings. I believe they're extruded styrene for Malifaux, ranging from about 12 quid for some props to their most expensive item coming in at £27 for a tower, or, well, £30 RRP. That's for the tower, or the same sort of money for the sewers walkway set. I can't help but think that these would actually play quite nicely with the previous terrain released under the Malifaux branding, the Terra Scenic stuff.
Yeah, I believe the Terra Scenics, although nice, were problematic with...
They had a lot of printing issues.
But also the fact that those clips that you used, after two or three usage, you would start rolling the edges and potentially tear the material. So the longevity of it was always questionable. I know you can put hairspray and glue around the edges to make them last longer, but
it's
still
yet another thing of preparation.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things that they could have done, in my opinion, to make them a little bit better. One would have been to include a sample plan or a sample layout to go in each box. That would have been nice, because a lot of people, they don't want to have to sit there scratching their head figuring out how to put this together. They just want a nice plan that they can follow,
But this stuff, it comes unpainted, so you can make it whatever colour you want for however you want your world. But it looks it looks nice. I mean, I haven't seen it on the table, so I can't give you much more than that at the moment.
Yeah. It looks more than reasonable. I may well invest in some of it at some point and give more of a hands-on.
How does it compare price-wise?
It seems quite reasonable, but you're looking at anywhere from sort of £15 to £30 for a single building. Now, the thing is, that's going to end up working out very expensive building up a tabletop at that price, and there's not a huge range at the moment. You've got two buildings, you've got a downtown walkway set and a sewer walkway set, and the rest of it's kind of like just props to litter up a scene with.
That's not
You're
too
not
bad.
Going to be able to build a board out of that.
Well, it is kind of balanced out with the small size of a typical Malifaux band.
Yeah,
if you compare a Malifaux band to a Warhammer army, you don't need that much terrain for it. Honestly, you don't need that much terrain for
it. I would argue you need more terrain in Malifaux because Warhammer is all about huge sweeping armies moving around.
Yeah, that's my point. More terrain for a Malifaux board is balanced out by the smaller size of the force.
Yeah, because you're already paying, say, £100 for all the guys you need for Malifaux. The rest of the money you can spend on terrain, whereas Warhammer, you're spending £400 on models. And then you're
and then just I'll get some styrofoam cutoffs for my terrain.
Yeah, but you've only got two buildings, so that's not a whole lot of variety.
Not yet.
Yeah, but if you look around, as well as the Malifaux terrain, they do other like just general fantasy and all that kind of stuff. So you can get buildings from those on the Wild West.
Didn't they have a Infinity set as well?
Yeah,
I was looking at that.
They've got an Infinity, some Old West.
Yes, they do have an Infinity set, but the Infinity set is obviously not going to mesh very well with the Malifaux.
No, my point was that they are doing more than just Malifaux-type terrain.
Oh, yes, and I think that they've been around for a while making their own stuff. They've also got a range set up for Kenzai/Bushido. Now, there's some nice pieces in that. There's a particularly lovely pagoda-type building for about £40, but it's not going to mesh terribly well with Malifaux.
Yeah.
Well, Ten Thunders, I suppose. But from what I've read of the fluff, they're not doing they're not doing an awful lot of building in Malifaux.
More repairing what's already there.
There is a little bit of, because it sounds like a lot of the rail workers and stuff are Chinese, TNT, so there is a burgeoning community of Orientals, so you can imagine.
Yes, but I mean, just because you happen to be an Oriental railway worker doesn't mean you get the funny ass and you start building yourself a pagoda.
Yeah.
You know, because from you look at history, most of them were living in little better than shacks.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have the time nor the money to invest in building something of that complexity. So,
but there's terrain there if you so wish.
Yeah, if you wanted to go that way.
And it does look interesting.
Yeah, depends how you want to work with it. I think it's going to be a range to watch as it goes on.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of that. Ryan, you. End of times.
End times. Warhammer. I already talked about Nagash. Figured out I screwed up a few things on there when me and Kev were talking about it.
Only small little bits. It makes no real difference.
Little bits. It's just stuff that I glossed over when I read it through the first time. Glotkin is out. We were going to talk about that. We kind of missed it out because, Kane came out. And me and Bear have decided that we're going to wait until all of the End Times books are out, and then we're going to do an End Times overview. So Glotkin and Kane are out. If you're really interested in where Warhammer World is going, then go take a look-see. If you don't care about Warhammer at all, don't.
That's a shit pun.
But yeah, things are getting very interesting.
Even for me, I will say that has been a good read.
As I said in the Nagash review, you know that one special character you like? Yeah, he's dead. That other one you like? Yeah, he's dead too. That other one you like? Yeah, he got turned.
Everybody's dead, Dave. They're all dead, Dave. They're all dead. Everybody's dead, Dave.
Pretty much.
They are definitely clearing the board.
Well, I know I mentioned this on when you did the Nagash review, finally. The problem is that the game's had so many revisions, so many additions, so many codex, so many on-books. They needed to go through it and clear some of this backlog of characters that they had.
Oh,
it was stupid. Talk about a cast of thousands.
Yeah. But I mean, they've not just sort of cleared a few out. They've just nuked it from orbit just to be sure.
Well, hey,
all
whatever
that are
works,
left
you know.
Are the roaches.
Whatever works.
So, something I want to mention while we're talking about end times, there was a rumor going around a couple of days ago that because of the popularity of Warhammer End Times, the Games Workshop was looking at doing a 40K End Times, and they were going to get Graham McNeil to write a bunch of this stuff. Well, Graham McNeil actually put up a post himself saying, that's bullshit. There is no plan for a 40K End Times, as far as he knows.
As far as I was aware, 40K was the fucking End Times.
Yeah, well, yeah. But yeah, the whole rumor was that Goleman was coming back, and that was book one of 40K End Times. But right. He came back and said, no, that's not true. So yes, there is no 40K End Times yet.
That's going to be a tie-in. Voltan in the Empire is the Golden Child.
Star Child, isn't
new
it?
New Emperor.
Star Child, yeah.
Star Child. Nice.
Sure. Why the hell not? It makes as much sense as anything, so why the hell not?
Yeah. All right, so what was next?
Sally Warning.
Sally Warning.
Random Sally Warning.
God damn it, Sally. Pull the car over.
Yes, stop driving.
I'll pull it out of the ditch, at least.
Yeah.
Now would have been a really bad time for you to be giving blood again, Sally.
Yes, it would be.
Because so, now Kev's going to do his striptease.
Yeah.
First, I want to see the money.
Damn.
I need more rum.
Somebody throw some small notes at him.
Don't make me put this camera on.
No. It's just small change.
Block.
So anyway, do we have a topic?
Yes, because this is the Christmas episode.
So out at Easter.
Yes. Well, no. Possibly.
Well, if it comes out because of Easter, we get to blame Bear for this one.
Well, yeah, Bear's editing, so he'll probably be pretty sharp on this one.
Yeah, it's going to be out before the rest of the stuff Mark's doing.
Yeah, oh, obviously. Always is.
But anyway, because it's for Christmas.
Yes. Oh, shut up, you miserable green-skinned grinchy bastard.
Have you been to an American mall around Christmas time?
Yes, I have.
Then how do you still have Christmas spirit?
Because I was smart enough to get in and get the fuck out.
I was there this morning.
Oh, hey.
That explains so much.
I want to stab everybody in the knee
twice. It pretty much goes nuts there from mid-November because of Thanksgiving and Black Friday as well. It kind of goes into fever just matter, before Thanksgiving have and stays there.
Ryan's Christmas spirit's in a bottle of rum.
I don't think it's in a bottle
Speaking
of rum. I think
of, I need to go let some of that out. Oh, frickin'.
Captain Black Ladder.
Ryan goes and passes water.
Yeah.
No, actually, I meant I was going to refill my cup.
Oh, that's all right then. So anyway, we had a topic.
Did we?
I
think it was just the... Let's do a Christmas episode with lots of pissing about. Okay.
That's excellent. What I thought. Okay, right, well, let's just start it. This year just gone through, so you know, coming to the end of the year, 2014, what has been your highlights of either gaming, things that have come out, things that have, gaming news, just go around.
Actually, I do have a highlight for this year.
Yeah, okay.
Obviously, my trip. My whole wargaming trip with Geek Nation Tours. We went through Scotland and England, and it was a 13 days of hanging out with like-minded people, playing games, talking games, doing all kinds of geeky stuff. It was amazing.
And you got to meet us.
There was that, too. And,
that was a true highlight, wasn't it?
And then there was good stuff, too.
Oh! And I
However,
drove you back
actually,
to your hotel
actually,
and
I do
everything.
I want to break in with, because you bringing it up, I met you guys, we played the game of Cards Against Humanity, that was awesome. Mm-hmm. I put in for the Cards Against Humanity holiday tradition thing, and I got my first two cards today, or well, not today, a few days ago, and the very first one that we looked at was absolutely hilarious. The very first card was, Here Lies Ryan, 1977 to 2015. Devoted friend, lover of blank. That was the card I received.
Cock.
The bigger, blacker dick. Yeah, just any card you can think of will go there.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of ones that won't go there. Yeah, lover of Justin Bieber, lover of... tentacle porn, yeah. Sort of,
anal
just...
surgery.
Yeah.
Yes, it's... As much as it's kind of disturbing to see my name there, it's beautiful. It's a work of art. I love it. And there are 9 more sets of cards to come.
9 sets?
Well, it's yeah, 10 days of Kwanzaa. I'm getting 10 different packs of... cards over the month.
All right.
How many cards in the pack?
Well, the first... Actually, I misspoke. The first pack was 2 cards. It was the white card with my name on it, and then the black card that I just read off.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was, like, 8 white cards and 2 black cards. And I'm going to assume that the other 8 sets are going to be, like, the second group.
That makes sense.
So probably a grand total of, like, 40. I will expand on that once I've no more, but...
Are you get the proper set as well, and then mix them in?
Oh, they're good. What do you mean?
A normal set of Cards Against Humanity.
Well, I already have the full set.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, that's fair enough then.
Yeah.
So that
I obviously didn't bring them on the trip, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, there's only so much room in your luggage. You needed to leave plenty of space and wait for ledge soldiers, isn't it?
Well, no, I had Forge World ship my stuff home.
You chancer, aren't you?
Hey, it made it here fine.
You didn't get stung, good job.
So, okay, so you had that. I mean, what about armies this year that have like come out that have really been highlights?
He's loved the Wood Elves. Don't let him pretend anything
Fuck you,
else.
You, Bear! Fuck you and the bear
he
ass.
He love those hippie elves.
Fucking elves.
With their long flowing locks and their
splinters.
Their love of
bear,
wood.
I'm
going to
fly over there, find your boot and piss in it.
It's fine, there'll be a wood elf cut book waiting for you. You can read it while you piss.
Oh, fucking wood elves.
Don't fight it, Ryan. Don't fight it.
There is
embrace
no fighting.
It.
So,
I embrace the hate.
Ignoring the trolling, here, I'm assuming you might class Wood Elves as a bit of a low point as far as you're concerned.
Honestly, my problem with Wood Elves is the whole aesthetic. I don't like the look of them.
He's jealous of all the hair.
Yeah, like you can
and
speak.
And so, you have room to talk, Bear.
I've got slightly more than Ryan.
We're not counting below the neck.
I've got peaches that have got more hair than Ryan.
You haven't seen my beard lately, have you?
I'd rather not, thank you. You look like a kiddie fiddler.
Fuck you! Warhammer stuff, yeah, the end time models, that's obviously been a high point. The Primarchs from Forge World, obviously a high mark. My personal opinion of the Wood Elves is that they were crap, but that's just me. I know a lot of people have loved them. I am of the opinion that Warhammer that Games Workshop hasn't screwed up too much this year. But that's
okay.
Ain't it great when you've got a qualifier like that? Hasn't screwed up too much this year. You can just hear the quotes dropping into place, can't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, this. Look at the Warhammer stuff that they did release. The Spirit Host, the Mortarks on the Abyssals, whatever they are. Nagash, the Glotkin, the Pox Magoths, whatever they're called. The Nurgle Beasties things.
The Flies.
The flies?
Those Nurgle things, they look like giant flies they're riding on, don't they?
He's thinking about when the demon butt landed.
Was that this year?
I thought it was early this year, but I could be wrong.
It might have been, I don't remember. I don't know. It's been a year and I have crap for memory. A lot of Games Workshop stuff has been really good this year. There has been the occasional stinker. There always is.
Mm-hmm.
Privateer Press. Exigeant stuff has been awesome. I think almost without exception for the models. Vengeance. Did they release anything this year, or was that all last year?
No, Vengeance. There's still a few odd models because where. They still haven't brought out yet, because where they've going into this new hard plastic.
The laser pointer from hell, yeah.
Yeah, they've also said that the jacks that were in Vengeance, and also in the new book coming out called Reckoning, will all be in that new plastic, so they're basically finishing off those kits.
Huh, cool.
So it'll be like a two-jack kit.
Cool.
That's why those bits
aren't out. That's definitely going to be a high point of the year, that Privateer's moving into proper plastic.
Yeah, it's not all the way, because they've said, again, because they're still trying to find out the limitations, if it's organic, they're going to stay with these the Restic for a while.
Figures.
But if it's things more with sharper edges and more definition and more machine-based, they're going to go into the styrene.
Of course. Fuckers.
Yeah, but this is them learning
material. What do I play for War Machine and Hordes right now? Circle and pigs.
Yeah. This is one thing. Right, I wanted to raise this. Yeah, you've mentioned that you don't like the aesthetic of the GW Wood Elves.
Right.
Yet you play druids and tree huggers in War Machine.
I've told you what my problem with the Wood Elf range is. It's those goddamn masks. Oh, I've got a mask on half my face. What? That's my problem. That's my problem.
There are so many
problem.
Fun buttons to press on you today. It's quite...
Keep your fingers to yourself, Hobbit.
Okay,
but yes,
so...
it's been a very good year for models, in my opinion.
Okay, Ben, what about you?
Best model? Biggest? Oh, God.
Not biggest, because they've already nailed that one.
I may have had a little dip into Malifaux this year.
Just a little? A
little bit.
Just a little one.
Just a little...
What?
How many factions do you not have armies or models that will work for?
No, you can't play that card.
I can play that card. I am playing that card. Playing that card.
Fair. Answer the question. If you had a list of all the models in the Malifaux range that you have,
uh-huh.
and then a list of all the models in the range that you don't have,
uh-huh.
which is the longer list?
The ones that don't have.
Plastic only.
Yeah, that's fine. That's even better if it's only plastic only. Then technically I don't have any gremlins.
Yes, but it narrows the range down quite a lot, because they sold off all the metals, didn't they? The last of the metals.
They did. At Black Friday.
Yeah. Didn't buy any.
You've definitely been going heavy into your Malifaux this year, haven't you?
Yeah, I think what's helped is it's with the kids and stuff, it's easy to get a game in with not too much fush, and the size of the boards and stuff, it's just easier for those evening games.
That does make sense.
I mean, I suppose the big thing for me this year is I've dropped Warhammer completely. I now no longer have a Warhammer army.
Or dun, 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 dun.
Wait till End Times is done. He'll be back.
I was almost tempted by Wood Elves, but...
God damn it, Bear. I had respect for you once upon a time.
No, you didn't, you lying bastard.
Shut up. It sounded good.
That's all it was.
But newish...
I had respect, but then I realised it was gas.
Always the way. To be honest, I've liked a lot of different things, but nothing has stood out and gone, you must have me, you must have me. Because, you know, I dabble in many things.
Refresh my memory. Uh-huh. What 40k armies do you play? Or rather, what 40k armies do you have armies for?
As of today, Eldar and Space Marines.
What Space Marines?
Technically Minotaurs.
Okay. I was just curious.
I thought they still had Necrons.
Nope.
No, he was selling those off recently.
They've gone. They've all gone. Poof.
You right. Found someone to buy them.
Yes.
Sucker.
They probably don't listen to the podcast anyway.
No, it's fine. They were Fleabird.
Fleabird.
I am still wrestling with the idea of pulling the trigger and getting Von Schill. But I don't really want to lose like 18 inches in my height if I do stuff like that. No, especially because I'm doing pink mercs for next year as well. You know, I've already lost a foot.
I would have thought the big one of the high points this year for you, Bear, would have been success of WAC.
Well, we were talking models, weren't we? WAC was something completely...
I thought we were talking hobby
just
in general.
Well, you were meandering off and mumbling about painting things pink, so I thought I'd best steer you back in the direction that we actually wanted to hear about.
WAC was amazing.
And today we actually got past the 8 grand level.
Awesome.
Yes, people are still giving you money.
Yes.
And what's going on with next year?
Next year? No, I'm not doing one next year.
Lying Bear!
You lie like a bearskin rug.
Facebook page and everything set up for it.
Yeah, that might be a bit more organised next year. So it can only go worse.
So when are you thinking of doing it?
Pardon?
When are you thinking of doing it?
It'll be August again.
Okay.
But with... after chatting to a couple of people, it's not just going to be the bank holiday type thing, because apparently a lot of people were turned off by that because, you know, they're not the bosses in the houses. So, she's not in the room at the moment, so I can say that. So, we've sort of come up with the idea of maybe having WAC month, but so people can go to different events, but to be honest, people have been doing bits and pieces all over the shop all year this year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a Skaven army to sell.
Okay.
So I'm sure we'll talk about this again very soon.
Yes.
Awesome.
You know, I'm hoping to do another raffle, but we'll see if I can convince people to be as generous as they were this year. Next year.
Because next year, Bear will have even more aliases.
No, I generated quite a few this year, so...
What, aliases?
Yeah.
Yes, no. You're a bugger for that.
I'm not that bad.
Oh, bless.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose the other thing as well is I'm still blogging, which is always quite nice.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Better than me.
Definitely better than me. I keep forgetting I actually have a blog.
I just didn't bother starting, so that I couldn't lie to you guys.
I couldn't imagine you blogging, Kev.
No.
The way you talk, you'd probably break the internet. Here's War and Peace. War and Peace Part 2.
As recounted in the style of River playing Risk.
He is my idol. Fuck off. So, Mark...
See him doing the salute now.
Right, Mark. Since you're all Gabby at this moment, your highlights this year?
Salute. Salute was an absolute highlight for me, because one way or another, I managed to bump into a lot of people, some of them I hadn't seen in over a decade. And, so Salute was really cool. I managed to talk to a lot of people. Some of the people there talk too much, but I know they don't listen, so I don't care. oh, dear. But, yeah, Salute's nice because you can go to Salute, you can pick up the inside story on things that are generally not really talked about online, you know?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that's because they can't risk the it being publicised, so...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can get the inside track, but... that's not to say that I'm going to tell people about it now, but it's nice to find out. Model wise, well, I haven't really bought anything new model wise this year that I can think of. I've been sitting here racking my brains, and there's nothing that's really come out.
You might not have bought anything, but have you actually seen anything you like?
Well, no, because I haven't bought it.
To be fair, all he should do is look at his cupboard and go, I forgot I had that. Ooh.
Yeah, that's pretty damn close, actually.
Miniatures. I didn't know they still were around.
The Kickstarter from Anthony was definitely a high point. There's some great stuff there. And it looks like that's coming closer and closer to full fruition.
Yeah.
One of the most anticipated things for me this year is actually the ultimate paint rack, because I need somewhere to store all these paints that I don't actually use. That was originally reckoned that it was going to be sometime this month, but there's been some kind of muck about with the wet palettes and stuff. They're currently delayed.
When you say wet palettes, you mean tracing paper and a sponge.
let's not forget the plastic box to put it in.
Well, an old blister back box, then.
Well, I don't think I actually ordered one, but I don't think they're sending out any orders, period, until they've got everything.
That's just boo.
That's weird.
You know, because I don't use a wet palette. I've never got on with them, so shut it.
You don't talk to them.
They're not women.
Like, we know anything about them.
Yeah.
Well, you're married. Kevin's been married. Ryan's been married twice.
That's got to say something right there.
True.
Well, Rohit, I did make the second one last twice? 10 plus 10 something years. Huh?
Rohit Noel works twice?
I've been what?
Hypno.
He's saying that you use roofies, Ryan. Never mind. Sit down. Get another drink. Might not have been on your wife. It might have been on yourself.
That would explain a lot. Anyways.
The Toughest Girls in the Galaxy. You know, there's been some really gorgeous models out of that. I think... As a general theme this year, there's really been a pushing of what can be achieved within the medium. You know, things have gotten better. Sculpting has gone insane. It's taken a stellar jump forward, I think, in the last year. We're starting
to
see
Kickstarters and the use of CAD. Is it just?
I think the use of CAD more so than necessarily Kickstarters. I've grown to dislike, on general principles, Kickstarters because I don't like the fact that I have to pay up now and I might get the shinies in 6 months.
So
I've kind of really gone off Kickstarter, because the worst it is with Kickstarters is someone could have a brilliant idea, but if not enough people see it and think think it's a brilliant idea as well and jump on, it's never going to materialise anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Andy said, though, the problem with Kickstarters is that it's changed the business so much that a lot of people now can't survive without doing Kickstarters.
Yeah. Or, you know? If not survive, start.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I totally agree with his point of view there. You know, it's unfortunate, but it's true.
I think it's just, you know, like how, say, 10 years ago, the internet changed how companies such as Weird and PP could get noticed in the market that was predominantly dominated by GW, because they had the finances to have physical shops. Mm-hmm. And the internet enabled these companies to get started. I think yeah. Kickstarter is the next progression in that chain.
I mean, it's moving forward, isn't it? Low point of this year is
the problem with Kickstarter. Well, screw it. We'll talk about that later. I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
We all want to rant about Kickstarter, but
low
this is
point
not the place.
Of this year for me is the fact that there's companies out there that are making good profits and they're still using fucking Restic. Seriously, I cannot stress this enough. Restic is a less than mediocre substance. The only thing it's got going for it is it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the only thing it's got going for it. It doesn't hold the details that well. Everything that I've seen cast in Restic comes out looking kind of soft. There's no sharp details on it.
Mm-hmm. And also very hard to clean.
It's a nightmare to clean.
Oh, fucking... I've got the plague, the Dead Zone plague mob. They're in Restic. Oh my god, it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
And it's not just one company that's done this with Restic. I mean, Mantic, PP, some of the small independents. There's been a large number of companies that have used Restic mm-hmm. in one form or another.
It's a problem.
Restic sucks. Stop using it.
Yes,
move
really.
On.
It's not a problem with the companies because all of these companies have produced good products in other materials, whether they be white metal, pewter, resin, or styrene. You know, they've all produced good products. But the problem is that Restic is just inherently a bad material. These are the problems that are inherent with it, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's on its pro side, yes, it's cheap. On its con side,
it mold sucks.
Lines like crazy that are impossible to clean up. And it's just not, you know, it just doesn't hold details very sharply. That's the lowest point of this year, the fact that there are companies out there that are still going with Restic.
Yeah.
You know, that's the low point as far as
I'm concerned. I will say, I do think a lot of the larger companies that have used Restic are now realising this and are in the process of moving away. But it will take time because it's finances and investment, but I think they have realized this.
Well, they've had to come to that conclusion because there's nothing going to drive people away from the hobby than making the hobby unenjoyable, because you know, if you do you do a hobby for one simple reason, enjoyment. If you're not enjoying it, why the fuck would you bother doing it?
Yeah,
agreed.
You know, that's what it boils down to. If you don't enjoy it, you ain't going to do it. If you ain't going to do it, the companies are going to fold because no one's going to buy the product. Mm-hmm. For their own good, they need to move away from Restic.
Yep, no, totally agree, mate. And yep. Yeah, I think they are listening. So I think in a couple of years' time, this, you know, you'll be going, what the hell is Restic?
Well, I won't. I'll still be bitching and moaning about it, but... That is my lot in life. I am almost dwarf like in my grudge bearing.
And so okay. Grumpy. So very grumpy.
Yes, I'm grumpy. It's part of my charm, Bear. You wouldn't know what to do If I came on here and I was all happy and smiley and sunshine and flowers and fairy dust,
we'd ask
you'd be extremely worried.
I just assume you'd finally been given medication.
I tried that. It didn't work. But what can I say? There's, you know, it's like any year. There's been a good mix of stuff. You know, we've seen an awful lot of Kickstarters come out. I think if we spend some time, it might be nice to do a post, all of us together, that can go on Bear's blog of our highlights of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that could be dangerous.
Just, you know, top model of the year, worst model of the year, you know? Because that way, just one of each from all of us, because that way we stop from rehashing all the old stuff that we've done to death over and over about what the worst model is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah.
That is something we'll, for us to consider later.
Yeah, we can have a go at that. So how about you then, Kevin? High points, low points, good and bad?
New step ladder.
Shut it. I think the high points for me have been, one, it was great to, in Nottingham, for all of us to get together and actually be in the same...
Aw, you little sucker.
Huggy. Group hug.
I'm glad I didn't say it now.
Fine. My low point was meeting you bunch of gits.
Now that's more like the obit we know and take the piss out of.
Right, okay. But it was good to actually put proper faces to all your avatars and all
to
the rest of it.
Prove that Bear wasn't a figment of our imagination incapable of coming south.
So yes, he exists.
And also prove that I'm not as short as what you all think I am.
You sure?
No, he really is.
We have video.
So fuck. Right, so, I mean, that was good. Another highlight for me was, because about 18 months ago now, or sort of later part of last year, I started building up my Legion army for War Machine, just to start learning the Horde side of the game. And, like, this summer I went to the Expo Masters and I managed to come sixth there. So I was very pleased with myself in that. So just to sort of step my game up now and again, because, yeah, I love playing the game, but sometimes it's just nice to see how you compare. Yeah, or I do anyway. So that was nice.
Low point then.
Low point. Low points are.
Must have been pretty damn low for you.
Shut it. I think my low point really was actually when I ran the Southeast Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Purely because after last year, for its first year, we had just under 40 people, and I was really happy for its first go. And so I planned, looked through the diary, saw what events were publicised, the bigger events, to try and avoid clashing, arranged my dates, publicised it, and then literally 2 days afterwards, they went, the UK Masters that's been in the middle of summer for the last 8 years has now moved to September, end of September, so it's like about 2 weeks before my event. And it was a case of, do people want to go to the established event with 128 players and all the rest of it, or do they go to this one that's only been going around for its second year? Unfortunately, I couldn't compete, and that hurt. I really did everything I could. I mean, I even got an advert in the No Quarter, and the numbers didn't change. So I'm going to have to try and find another space somewhere that I can try and fit it in. I might have to go towards more end of October, November time for it. But it was all the time and effort I'd really gone to try and advertise, and it just didn't feel like I'd got anything out of it. I mean,
unfortunately, that always sucks when an event kind of bombs a bit.
Yeah, I mean, the people that turned up still enjoyed themselves and still had good games and, yeah, and all the rest of it. But I just, and I managed to raise 300 quid for Help for Heroes and all the rest of it. So, but I just wish I could have, it could have just taken a step up, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Even if it just been, say, 45, 50 players this year. So it was a little bit bigger. That's all I really wanted, but it's one of those.
Oh, okay, so I think we've done high and good and bad, high and low from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did this last year about this time, and I think it was quite fun. Under the tree, what would you like to see under the tree this year? Let's have one realistic and one there's not a cat in hell's chance. And Ryan, this time, stick to models. In a box or a blister. Not off a catwalk.
After going ruin everything, don't you, Mark?
I know your tricks, mate.
Well, then you start it.
Well, I would definitely like to see this Ultimate Paint Rack appear before Christmas. That would be nice. You know, unrealistically, I would like to see at least the first half of the... Are they on the second wave of Malifaux yet? They're not, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Like, they are?
Yeah, but they're not finished wave one yet.
Yeah, I'd like to see the completion of wave one and the rest of wave two. You know, because I know that you'd like some Gremlins, Bear.
Yes, yes.
You know, so that's my realistic and my unrealistic. Because I know there ain't a cat in hell's chance of seeing the end of wave one before Christmas.
Nope.
How about you then, Ryan, seeing as you were so quick to dump it on me, you little fucker?
All right, realistic would be... Well, I already asked for most of the Warhammer and 40K books I've already missed out on. I'm in a book mood lately. I haven't painted shit in months.
Bad Heretic.
Reading. Sorry?
Bad Heretic.
Yeah, well.
It's refreshing, isn't it, not painting?
It is.
At this point, I haven't been painting because I have to get models built. I have to have these models. I have to have a 4,500 point undead army put together by December 29th. I'm about halfway through right now, and for the last 2 weeks, I've had a I don't feel like doing shit mood, and I haven't built anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bad. I've got a pile of skeleton legs and a pile of skeleton torsos sitting on my desk, and it's like, I have got to clean those up, I have got to glue them together, but I haven't done shit.
And you, with your little man cave there, dedicated to it and all.
It's because I have a laptop right here on the desk as well. There's the problem.
Too much information.
Yeah.
On the upside, his biceps have increased magnificently.
Funny you should mention that. Moving on.
All right,
I have
then.
Been going to the gym 3 times a week for the last month or so.
What, the one-arm gym, yeah?
No, actually the gym, an actual gym. But anyways.
Mean, lean heretic.
Unrealistic wishes for under the tree. Oh, shit. I don't know. What would I like to see under the tree? A new Horus Heresy book. Probably the beginning of the Shadow Crusade. Where the world leaders and word bearers go tear up Ultramar. That would be awesome, because that would be the beginning of where Angron becomes a demon prince.
I just wish they'd advance the main 40K storyline something.
Well, they've already said that's not going to happen. So
I know, but that doesn't stop me wishing.
Oh, agreed, yeah. That would be great. There's another thing for under the tree. Okay, GW, you've proven that Warhammer Fantasy You advance the storyline, you will make money. Do it for 40K, bring in your Space Marines, your golden cow, your golden cash cow. You will make money.
And then they can just give it 2-3 years and JR it all the way.
Oh, fuck. Stabity! I will... Oh, God.
Oh, Ryan, you're so easy to wind up tonight.
Or they could JR the entire 40K universe, as in it was all a horrible dream of the Emperor's.
Oh, jeez.
You should have laid off that Stilton.
All right, then, Kev, give it a go.
Okay, mine's nice and simple. Under the tree that is conceivable, I would love a copy of Battle Sheep. I played it at the Excel, and it was a fantastic game. So hopefully, if any of my mates hear this, get that. Everyone's happy. It's a nice little fun board game. You can play drinks, mates, all you want. As far as...
Nothing to do with that, you get to molest sheep, huh?
You do not get to molest sheep at all.
I'm pretty sure you do.
Well, possibly. As far as like wishful thinking here, I would love for PP to bring out some new pirates for my mercenary force and for Shay.
They need something to bulk them out, what with them not being a proper faction.
Exactly. But, the last couple of books, they brought out merc stuff, but nothing that is for the pirates. So it would just be nice to bulk them out.
Do you ever get the thing they've kind of said, okay, we've done the pirates. Moving on.
To be honest, I think in Mark 1, when they did the pirates, it was, one, to have a little bit of a... Yeah, they weren't taking themselves too seriously, because the whole price of presses have got a pirate theme anyway. And also, it was their first solitary army book, whereas all the others have been anthology, which I think was their dry run, ready for when they went to Mark 2, and they had to re-release all the faction books.
Yeah.
So it was them giving it a good first try. But they're a great faction, or great sub-faction of the Mercs. Good fun, and I just wish there was a bit more.
Sub-faction of a not-a-faction. Excellent. Okay, and then.
Still win a lot of games with them.
Bear.
Hello.
Your turn.
Under the tree, mainly because I've been given a lot of buying power, I sort of know what's coming a little bit, so again, still weighing up the options of whether Von Schill will appear and
join us,
go full just do a full Fry Corps job rather
good
than Outcast in general, and also Cephalax, because as people know, I try and get to Breast Cancer Brawl every year, and because that is 35 points, it's always nice to just raise a little army, so I've already got one list with Durgan and his Earthbreaker.
So the Cephalax are the gimp suit wearing.
Yep.
Things.
So I'm thinking of maybe having them as a second list. So
you're going to paint them pink as well.
Yep.
Okay. Then.
Wait. Did I hear that right? Baird is starting another faction for War Machine.
Yeah, but only a small one.
Yep.
Oh, a Hobbit faction.
Yes.
No, Cephalax.
same.
Not to be confused with syphilis.
Totally different.
I don't know. Both cause a lot of people a lot of pain.
Both have the ability to completely destroy your social life.
Yeah. There we go.
Both can make you make you wish you'd made a different choice in the morning.
Both of them are a bunch of little guys in little rubber suits.
Yeah. Latex is definitely involved in both cases.
Oh, move on.
We did give a Sally warning, right?
Yes, we did. Ages back. Ages back. Okay, how about unrealistic then, Bear?
Unrealistic. Brewmaster.
That fucking
finally...
dragon.
Pardon?
That big fucking dragon.
Yeah.
I don't know, do you reckon PP would let me review it?
No, PP probably won't, seeing as it's being made by Games Workshop.
There's too many acronyms in this game, in this hobby.
What, BFD?
Don't you do that anyway.
What?
Right, come on, you've padded out enough. Come on, unrealistic.
Finally see the Brewmaster kit?
Never gonna happen.
I know, as painful as that is. I don't know. Maybe WAC becomes something bigger than even I was expecting again. And, you know, get my face on national telly.
Oh, God,
help. National telly's prepared for that.
Yeah, Crime Watch.
Just think of the plug I could give for the podcast.
We still wouldn't get any listeners.
No. We might get sued more.
I think you can almost definitely guarantee that one. We'd be up to our eyeballs in C&Ds.
Okay, so that's all like under the Christmas tree. Looking now ahead, 2015, what are you looking forward to in 2015 then?
Some bloody gremlins. Any of them. I don't care, just any of them.
The end times, I want to see what they're doing. End times and 9th edition for Warhammer.
I want to see them recon it so then we can see Ryan's reaction.
Oh, fuck. No retcons. Oh, God.
That would be amusing as hell.
Yes, oh, that'd yes, be it something. Would. It definitely would be something.
Not a good something, either.
No.
Have they released Hoffman recently?
He was released on Black Friday, so he'll be appearing early next year. Oh, is he already out? He might be out January, February for general release, but he was definitely available on Black Friday.
Because Hoffman's got kind of a special place in my heart, because he's the first Malifaux gang I ever picked up.
Okay.
So, it'd be nice to see that. But it would be equally nice to see what they're going to do with the avatars.
The new beta starts in January.
Do you think he might have taken my idea when we chatted to him about Hoffman, Avatar of the Tash, Avatar of the Mo?
I doubt it.
Oh, come on, that would be awesome, just with him, like, a 4-inch a reach with it that can drag with his Mo.
I doubt it for the simple reason he's gone freelance now.
But he could, like, the suggestion could have gone out there at the time, but that was such a wasted chance. But... yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, I don't think they're going to redo Hoffman's avatar, because Hoffman's avatar's already in plastic anyway.
Yeah. Is it the same sort of plastic as well?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, so I can't see them redoing Hoffman. Lady Justice will need to be redone because
that's a horrible model.
Well, her base design's changed a lot, you know?
Yeah.
For starters, she hasn't got the big bouffant hair going quite so much anymore. She's still got a lot of hair, it's just not in the bouffant. You know, plus that whole balancing thing was a nightmare.
Yeah.
They'll need to do a resculpt on Perdita's avatar.
All the 10T ones need an avatar.
Yeah, because they haven't had a single avatar, have they?
Nope. It'd be interesting if they do Summer's one, because he was half resin, half plastic, because Peaches was a resin pig, and then the rest of him was metal. So it'd be interesting to see if they actually touch him.
I think the easy way to tell on that would be to compare designs of the new Soma with the old avatar. If they look pretty close, then they may not bother.
Mm. You see, Sonya's could be an interesting one, because I quite like Sonya's one as it is, but again, you need some description of how she loses the mask, because I think that's how she'll turn into Avatar, if she loses the iron mask she's rocking at the moment.
I mean, I'm hoping when they redo Lady J's Avatar that they'll do it in some way that doesn't require multiple pinning and the balancing act. Because it's not an easy model to get on with.
No.
And it's a nightmare to transport. No. I'm just going to put this base here. This base represents Lady J's Avatar. Where's the model? In the case. It broke off again. It's in 16 parts. But it only comes in 7. Yeah, it's in 16 yes. parts now. Suck it. Okay, then, so... Right, Ryan, what do you want to see next year?
I guess I didn't go... let's see, what do I want to see next year? I did. The End
you
Times.
Did? Yeah. Oh, of course you did. Yeah.
Hobbit.
It's because it was such a short answer. Hobbit.
It really is.
Yeah, it's just you two...
Speaking of short answers...
Segway. Yeah, it's just you and Bale kept gassing there. Now, for me, next year, I want to see where my gaming... goes. I just want to really, because it normally takes me, whenever I play a faction, it normally takes me a year or so to build up and kind of learn what I'm doing with them. I'm not one of these people who can just chop and change, go, oh, I played this army for 3 games and now I'm an expert. It takes me a while. So now I've kind of got to that point where if this year coming with my Mercs and my Legion, I really want to see at some of the bigger events where I stand. And just for my own personal gaming...
Well, so we know you'll take me apart when we play at TempleCon.
Possibly.
No, you will take me apart.
But
because, so, you know, I suck at gaming.
Yeah, so there's that. I mean, this year coming forward, I'm doing the team event again, and I've already sold 10 out of the 16 team tickets, so that's all looking good for April. Hopefully this year my Southeast Masters can take a step up. And then, on my own personal side, I'm looking forward to expanding my gaming base with both Infamy, and Guild Ball. So I'm really looking forward to both of them landing.
Cool.
So, a busy year's already planned ahead.
As previously mentioned, another thing that I am looking forward to is TempleCon.
Yes.
That we're both signed up for that now.
Yeah, and
should be very interesting.
And also,
very
I get to spend about three, four days in Boston, seeing some of the sights and history around there.
And you're going to Boston in February.
Yeah.
Did you think about that at all?
Well, let's see. I've got to go to TempleCon, so.
Well, no. My point is, you're going to New England.
Yeah.
Which is the northern part of the United States.
Yeah.
In February.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking cold is what he's trying to tell you.
Yeah, fucking cold, fucking snowy.
This weekend is the first weekend I've bothered putting a second layer on. I'm fairly warm-blooded. I appreciate that there's going to be snow there. I'll take a jacket and I'll get on with it.
All right. I'm going to bring a recorder just so that I can listen to you whine.
Don't forget to take photos of the Kevsicle that's going to be filmed. Wait,
Ryan, when I was at TempleCon last year, I was walking around in shorts and t-shirt, even when the door was open.
Last year or the year before?
2013.
Okay, yeah. That wasn't the polar vortex year.
No. Because I'm not stupid.
Apparently, it's already coming through again this year. 14, 15. Yeah.
Well, it's the fact
Let me put it this way. Where I live, we normally don't see snow until February, if at all.
Yeah.
We saw snow mid-November this year.
I appreciate it's going to be cold, there's going to be snow there, but like I said, I'm going to be over there because of TempleCon, so a couple of days to get over the jet lag and see some of the sights.
It makes sense. I understand. It makes sense, and I wish you the best.
if TempleCon was July, all the better, but it's not, so...
Oh, no, he would complain.
Yeah, too hot.
Yeah, bring it out.
It's hot.
It's above
freezing. Somebody sweat. Oh, my balls are sweating. I hurt.
It chafes.
Moving
it
on.
It chafes.
Don't make me send tweets saying that one.
He's going to do it anyway.
Do it, you pansy.
Right, are we going to wrap up, or shall we have a rousing burst of "We wish you a Merry Christmas" before we go?
Wrap up.
Wrap it up.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And fuck, we're so bad. Okay then. Yeah, I think we're not only dumb, but we stick a fork in it.
Yeah.
Fork in it.
Anyone that has listened this far, please, if you feel we deserve it, please favorite us on Twitter and like us on Facebook and all that kind of stuff, and try and get other people to know about us.
Are we on iTunes?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Go give us a review on iTunes.
And if all else fails,
don't give us a review.
And if all else fails, just tweet Kevin directly and insult him.
We promise to be better next year.
No, we don't.
I promise nothing.
It's a New Year's resolution. We promise we will be better. We resolve to be better next year. It shouldn't last. That should last until at least the first recording.
It can't be much worse.
This is true.
This is very true.
All right, then. Thank you once again for listening to Flock and All, the podcast that... Oh, fuck, who knows what we're doing? Because we don't.
Somebody knows what we're doing.
Lies.
No, they don't.
NSA.
They only know after they listen. That's the one person that we can guarantee is listening, the NSA. So, enjoy that one, NSA.
Anyway, Merry Christmas and goodbye.
And Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Die, bear, die!